Anybody know what day today is? I see many of you are dressed in red for the occasion. Okay, well, I'm not here to talk about Valentine's Day. What I am here to talk about is what's love got to do with it. Funny thing on the news this morning, they had these little kids on there, and they were asking them, what does Valentine's Day mean? And then they asked them, what does love mean? And the best answer I heard, kid was maybe about 8 years old, he said, love is when you like spending lots of time with someone. I thought that was a very cute answer. And many years ago, even longer than I can remember, there was a song out called What's Love Got to Do with It? Anybody remember that? No. Tina Turner. She sang a song by that name. I'm just going to read a couple of the lines from the beginning of it. What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. What's love but a sweet old-fashioned notion? What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? My question to Tina Turner would be, what kind of love breaks a heart? What we're going to look at today is the kind of love that does not break a heart, agape love, which is godly love. So, while the whole world is out there today celebrating a pagan holiday, showing their love to each other in various ways, we're going to look at what love has to do with God's plan. First scripture we're going to turn to is in John the Gospel, 3:16. John 3:16, very familiar. Many sports players wore it under their eyes. You see it at a lot of sporting events of people holding up placards. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Okay, so that's God's idea of love, sending his Son Jesus into the world to die for our sins. And if we go now to 1 John, the epistle, chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. So God has shown his love in two ways. One, by lavishing his love on us and calling us his children, and by sending Jesus into the world. Now, from there we go to right across the page, 1 John 3:16. If I can find it. What is interesting is how John 3:16 and 1 John 3:16 are very similar in meaning. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. You're starting to see a connection here. God sends Jesus into the world. Jesus comes into the world to die for us. Lays down his life for us. And we carry that one step further by going down to verses 18 and 19. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know we belong to the truth, how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. Okay, so having looked at these verses, again, I know I sound repetitive here because I just thought this was an interesting thing that I never stopped to think about, the whole continuation of what love is all about. God loves us, sends His Son into the world. Jesus loves us, dies for us. And I hope I read that part right, yeah. We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Did I include that the first time? I don't remember. Okay, thank you. That's the whole thing is not about what we have to do, but it is an important step in the process of continuing this love, continuing going forward. So, this isn't quite a conclusion, but I'm going to one more time wrap it up, and then we'll get to something a little bit different. In fact, give me a second here, please. Okay, back on track. Okay, I guess I know that's rather sharp. I tried going through it twice, but in conclusion, let me say that God sent His Son to the earth so that those who believe in Him would have eternal life. He lavished His love on us so that we would be called children of God. And what love is that Christ laid down His life for us, and we got to do it for our brothers. And you don't have to turn there, but in 1 Corinthians, excuse me, Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 13:2, "If I have not love, I am nothing." Well, that's a far cry from being a child of God. So something to think about is, would you rather be nothing or would you rather be a child of God? What's love got to do with it? I'd have to say love has everything to do with it, with our lives and how we live them and how we interact with our brethren. So for the rest of the day, you have to do a lot of interacting and showing love. Mm-hmm.